Journal Entry 16. I held a meeting with the community leaders of the larger gangs that are allies with Bear Country. I love community meetings. No, actually, I don't, but sometimes they are a necessity. I am not a very good diplomat. I have trouble hiding my emotions. I always turn a bright shade of red when I get flustered. What I hate the most is that these meetings always end up loud and noisy. Getting everyone to agree is always a challenge, but I think we have a workable plan. All the gang leaders have agreed that getting someone inside the Bobcat campus is a necessity. Bear Country will have to get someone inside, but first we have to find out what kind of security the Hulk has in place so that we can get information out once we are on the inside. I went to see Tony after the meeting. He is still angry with me. At first he pretended to be working on something and ignored that I was even standing in the room. I said I was sorry and that if I could bring back the runt, I would. I said I needed his friendship. He threw a wrench across the room and it barely missed my head. And he said I wasn't a very good friend. A friend is someone you can count on, someone you can depend on. I said I was dependable. He said I wasn't. He said I should have kept a closer eye on the runt. Perhaps he was right. I should have kept a closer eye on the little guy. However, honestly, I can't be everywhere at once. I have a great deal of responsibility. I would have done my best to look after the runt if Tony had died. We would have all looked after him. It's what we do in Bear Country. We look after each other. No one could have prevented the runt from leaving if he wanted to leave. No one is under lock and key. Tony went back to whatever he was working on and I left the room. I said I was really sorry. Maddie.